We're in Simen Reish Dalet. We're up to Sivav, and we'll be doing Vav and Zayin. Temed, she'osim mecharzanim. This is talking about a wine that is made by taking the seeds of the grape. And it seems like it's not only the seeds, but it's also the outer peel of it. By adding water to it. She'nos na'lehem mayim. Dinam kishmarim, they have the same halacha as shmarim, where we said with the citric acid, you have to put three parts and find that you got a fourth. Vahani mili kishenetsu bakora. When is it that if you didn't find an extra quarter of liquid, we say that it is not wine, it's water? That's only when you took the leftover seeds and peel of the grape after you used a wine press to press it out. Whereas a human, if a human stepped on it, that's how the wine was made. The halacha is here, there's no halacha of a ratio of how much more it had to have grown. The water is soaked into the peel. I would say that, you know why it didn't look like it grew so much? Because whatever water got added to it, the water is whatever water you put into it actually got absorbed into the peel. And all the liquid you've got there is extra liquid that was formed. And what came out of it really was full of wine. What happens if you take the peel of the grape and you add to it dates to be mechazek the koach hayayin? Afal pi shahazagin harov, even though the majority is the grape peel, mikol makom kol koach hateinim b'mashke ve'in levarach bar pri agofen. You don't say a bar pri agofen because we call it the wine of te'enim. Why do we call it the te'enim are figs, not dates? The reason why we call it fig wine is because the figs were never pressed out before. They're full. The grapes that you have, they were pressed out before. They were already squeezed out. Therefore, we would say that the eker taste is that of the figs. Now, the Mishnah Brewer says that it's really a suffix. And here too, even though you make a shakol on it, for the bracha achrona, there's a suffix of what you should do, and therefore you're better off drinking real wine and being motzi it. Siv Zayin. Now we get back to the halachas of shakol, not relating to wine. Hashosem mayim litzmo. He who drinks water because he's thirsty. Mavarach shakol, he makes a bracha of shakol, olachrav bar nefashis rabas. Avlim chanak deyumtza, if food got stuck in his throat. Vishosem mayim. Lahavira umtsa, and he's drinking wine in order to push it away and help the food go down. So the halacha is eino mavarach lo lefanav olachrav. The purpose of your drinking was for some other reason, not to your thirst, and therefore you would not make a brach on it. Now lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that you don't have to be thirsty mamish. It has to be that the water actually makes you feel better. But let's say you're only doing it for health or something, but you don't really, it doesn't really make you feel better. You really feel like you didn't have to drink altogether. There the halacha would be that you don't have to make a brach on it. Now what happens if you use some other mashkin for the sake of getting the bone down? Let's say you use juice. You would definitely have to make a brach on it. Also, if the doctor told you to drink water, if you're not thirsty at all, the halacha is that you're putter. You don't have to say a shakal. Whereas if you're a little bit thirsty, then you would have to say shakal. The Bir Halacha says that people commonly make the mistake of they have a suffik bracha and it's a shakol, so they'll take a glass of water and say shakol on that. He says that's not going to help you unless you're really thirsty. Otherwise, your bracha of shakol is a bracha of atollah.